1 week ago, workers found a tunnel filled with radioactive waste caved in at the Hanford nuclear site in southeast Washington state. State officials and tribes are calling for a quick cleanup action. But how did we get here? Correspondent Anna King has the history.
Michelle Gerber flips through a brick of documents and photos. She's a historian who wrote a 64-page report on the history of the Purex plant 24 years ago. Purex is short for the Plutonium Uranium Extraction Plant, and now its tunnels are infamous since the cave-in was discovered. The plant was built in 1953-55 and opened hot in January 1956.
And it was President Eisenhower's most important project. When he was elected, he called it Project X. And this project was literally number one in his priorities, was to increase nuclear weapons production for a program that he called Massive Retaliation.
Gerber says then, in the early Cold War, Eisenhower wanted to look strong to deter the Russians, so he built a plutonium-making war horse. The Purex plant is longer than 3 football fields. It stands 64 feet above the ground and goes another 40 feet below ground. Its job? Concentrate as much plutonium as possible from irradiated rods coming out of Hanford's reactors. It was efficient.
In 1 month, it could do what a World War II plant would take 26 months to do.
Water-filled rail cars brought the radioactive rods to the plant. The rods were lifted out by remote crane and then dissolved with acids. Plutonium traveled through the long plant in different baths of chemicals. It became more and more concentrated. Workers were shielded from dose by huge concrete walls. Don Woodrich was a mechanical engineer who supported work on Purex and other plants for about 40 years. He says using all those chemicals in the plant meant that
sometimes those pieces of equipment would fail. They might corrode through from the acids or something. And so then they would have to be remotely removed and disposed of so the new piece could be put in its place.
And that's where this train to nowhere was needed. That's the train tunnel that collapsed recently.
And for much of the equipment that was smaller, they could put it in a concrete box and put it on a flat car in a railroad tunnel and take it out to the burial grounds and bury it. But for some of the very large pieces of equipment that were very radioactive, they couldn't get a box big enough to hold the equipment and yet get that out of the tunnel.
The tunnel was made of creosoted railroad timbers and concrete.
It was always a concern of how long that would last. And I can recall people many, many years ago worried about that and wanting to say we need to go figure out how well that's doing and how long it might last.
Well, it's obviously a very poor construction method in our view, in our terms. We would never do anything like that. We know that radiation breaks down materials. It breaks down wood. It causes wood to decay and collapse.
But there are so many things to clean up at Hanford. Radioactive sludge in house-sized tanks underground. Radioactive cesium capsules bathed in a large pool. And hundreds of contaminated buildings. 5 are giants, like the Purex plant. The train tunnel might have just been pretty low on the Hanford to-do list, or the nation's.
There's so many issues. There's medical coverage, entitlements, defense. It's really hard, I suppose, to think about these old DOE sites, but somebody has to fix them.
The tunnel is a reminder of all that's buried deep at Hanford. I'm Anna King in Richland.